When Simmons Shin Mem Seath Yud Gimel Ein Shoivrim Acheres, a person is not permitted to break off a piece of Cheres, of an earthen keli. Vein koirin an the yor, and one is not permitted to cut a piece of paper. Mivnei shehu kimisakin keli, because this is similar to a tikkun keli. Now this is a very difficult simon, but let us first give a little hakdome. What are we speaking about? So we are speaking about a case as follows. Really, this is speaking about a halacha which is negei and yontif. The Cheshulchan wonders why it's brought here, but al kaponim, let us mention what the case is. It's speaking about a person wanted to roast fish, and he put the fish on a grate over the fire, and he was afraid that in this process of roasting the fish might burn. So in order to ensure that the fish should not burn, it should just get roasted, he put a piece of cheres, an earthen keli, he broke off an earthen keli, and he put the fish on this chelik of the broken piece of cheres, and this was on top of the grate, and this helped more or less that the fish would not get burnt. What did he do with the paper? He soaked some paper in water that it would not burn, and it seems this paper also helped that the fish should not get burnt. Now, so the Mechaber, so I had two cases over here. He broke off a piece of cheres from a keli. He tore off a piece of paper. And the Mechaber says, this is also mibnei shehu kimisakin keli. That means, so if we learn the Mechaber, it means that this is an Issa Darabonon. This is not a real Tikkun Keli. There's no Chiyam of Makib Patish over here. This is Kimisakin Keli, and that is the sole reason why this is also. And we will see the question arises, why isn't there an Issa of Feireya? Now he's tearing paper over here. Why isn't there an Issa of Feireya? The sole Issa is only Kimisak and Kaili. Okay, so let us start learning the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Shoivrim HaCheres Kidei Laniach Aleihem. He wants to put something on top of it. And here the Nisha brings out, this is a case that he wants to roast the fish. And he puts this piece of cheres or this piece of paper, which was saturated in water, that the fish shouldn't get burnt. That's what his intent is. No. Now, let us start just being more one hole. Why is this only Kimisakin Keli? It's similar to a Tikkun Keli, but it is not in reality a Tikkun Keli. So the Shaila is, why not? And the Revid HaShulchan brings down, we had before, if a person will take off a splinter from a piece of wood and he has an intent to use this as a toothpick, Yischaim, and this is a chiyuv deraisa Yischaim als makim bepatish als tikkun mona, and here this is kimisakin keli. This is like a tikkun keli. So he wants to say perhaps there that splinter that was broken off to be used as a toothpick, he fixed it a little bit more professional that. And that was like, it was this had a bigger cheshivis of a tikkun mona. And here somehow we're speaking about, this is, it does its purpose, it protects the fish from getting burned, but could be it doesn't have a cheshivis of a keli. We have to understand this, well, kaponim, here it wasn't done so professionally, and so therefore it's only kimisak and keli. Fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says further, Umayri she'ein makbid al hamido. When he cut the paper, he did not have an intent to have an exact amount of paper, how big the paper should be. That means if he wants it, it should be a certain size. So then we will get involved in melachis d'oraisa of mechatech. Mechatech means that a person cuts something to a certain size. But here it seems he cut off, let's say he had a large piece of paper, and from that piece of paper he cut off some paper, and he needed it for the fish. So he was not makbid to have a specific size in the paper. So that is why there's no issa of mechatech. That's why there's no issa of d'oraisa. So we have to explain, umayri, k'shein makbid al hamidah. He is not makbid on the size of the paper. So I mean, a little bigger, a little small, it's irrelevant. But if we would speak about he needs a certain size of paper, it shouldn't be too large, it shouldn't be too small, it should fit in the grate. Yesh boy gam mishum mechatech. Then you chayim als mechatech. So let's not speak about kimisak and keli, which is an issa de rabbonon. There's a shayla of an issa de eraisa. Now he starts talking. Ve'im koireya niyo likroy. A person has paper, and he's going to tear up the paper to pieces. Kidei lekaneach es atmei ben. He wants to use this for toilet paper. Oy leshar eize tashmish. Chayev mishum kereya. Then we will be chayev als kereya. Shu kereya al menas lesaken uchne lekamon besif yudalid. Amechaber shle hiskir kan hatamishim kereya ayin bebir alochem. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to be more a very interesting shaylan. The Mechaber spoke about a person is tearing paper, and he's tearing it not lekalkel. The purpose is a tikkun. He needs this torn paper to ensure that the fish should not get burnt when he's roasting the fish. So it's a kereya al menas lesakein. Va'av al pikein, he does not mention the iser of kereya. He only mentions an iser derabonon of kimisak and keli. So we have a problem in this. So he says, but then we'll talk about this soon, but he says, la halacha, if a person will tear paper, in to pieces, or he wants to use it as toilet paper for another shimush, then he's chayim als kereya. So why here he's not chayim als kereya, which is one of the lamentas malachis? He says, he discusses it in the bir halacha. Now, let us just mention a few nekudis that he mentions in the bir halacha. Now, this is Amir de Kekashe. What happened with the Issa Kereya? This is a Kereya Manas Lusake. But let us speak, first of all, where in the Mishkan all the malachas that we have on Shabbos were derived from Malachas HaMishkan. Where in the Malachas HaMishkan was there a malacha of kereya, of tearing? They tore material. Where was this in the Malachas HaMishkan? So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, the Malachas kereya was as follows. They were sewing yiriyos. These were yiriyos that were used to cover the Mishkan. They were sewing them, they were weaving them. And sometimes in the yiriyim, a worm made a nice round hole in the middle of the yiriyim. And so they had to patch the hole, but they wouldn't patch the hole. They wouldn't sew the hole together. It's a round hole to sew it together. It would pucker up. They wouldn't do that. So what did they do? They cut the yiriyah, and they cut the whole yiriyah, and then they sewed the whole yiriyah together. So it was sewn together. It was a kereya al menas litpayim. They cut the yiriyah with an intent to sew it together. This was a tikkun, and lalacha we hold that you don't have to tear it dafke al menas litpa. You tear it for any purpose of tikkun. You're also chay. That's the malacha of kereya. So the Mishnah Berurah says he wants to be mechadish a shtik teire, because this is a big problem by what happened with Malachas Kereya. So he wants to say Malachas Kereya in the Mishkan was, I had a hole in the yiriyah. I'm cutting the yiriyah in order to be able to now to sew the two pieces of the yiriyah together. This kriya, this tearing of the yiriyah, is a tikkun for the whole yiriyah. That means there's a hole in it, and I want to have a nice yiriyah, so I'm cutting this yiriyah. And by cutting it, I will be able to now sew it together. So this kriya was a tikkun for this half and for this half. The tearing was a tikkun for the whole yiriyah. He says, that's Malachas Kereya. Through the kriya, I'm masaking the whole yiriyah. But he says, here we're speaking about a very interesting case. We're speaking about HaKavein Toirin HaNiyol. That means like this. I had a big piece of paper, and I want to use the paper. Maybe I'll write in it and do something else with it. But I need a piece of this paper to put underneath my fish that the fish shouldn't burn. So I tear off a piece of the paper, and I'm using this to ensure that the fish will not burn. So he says, this kriya is not a tikkun to the whole paper, for kelt. By cutting the paper over here, perhaps I'm mekalkul the this chelik of the paper. I needed some paper, so I tore off the paper. So therefore, since it is not a tikkun, the kriya is only for the piece I cut off and not for the whole paper, this is not Malachas Kereya. This is not Malachas Kereyach. So Mamele, so now we have to scratch our head. So why is it also? It's also because it looks like a tikkun moneh. That's what this is the Ashitas HaRambam, and that's why this is also. So now we'll understand further. V'im kireya niyor likroyim. Well, what is if I have a roll of toilet paper, and I want to cut it up in pieces, in order I should have, so this whole kireya, what I'm doing, is this is a tikkun on the whole paper. That means this is not I'm being misakin one chalik and not doing anything for the other chalik. The kriya which I want to make is a tikkun in the whole roll of paper. So he says, so there he says, "Vim kereyin yo likroim kedei lekaneyach esatz meibem lisharei zit hashmis chayev mishum kerey." Then he's chayev of kerey because this kriya is a tikkun of the whole entity. I saw in the Ravida Shulchan, he brings down that what if a person has a roll of plastic that is cut off for tablecloths, he's cut off. So he says, this is a kriya, that means whenever I'm cutting off, it's a tikkun for that one I'm cutting off, and it's a tikkun, the next chelik also is going to be used as a tablecloth. So it could be there, it's a Yechayim Alts Kereya. It could also be, said Yechayim Alts Tikkun Mone, I'm making a tablecloth. So there, it's not so poshut. If, maybe you'll be Chayim Alts Makim Bepatish. Because he brings down this, the Bir Halacha, this is one Mahalach in the Bir Halacha, he wants to be Mechadish. According to the Shitas HaRambam, and this is the Lashon of the Rambam, Melechus Kerei is only when there is a tikkun on the whole thing. With the Shitas Rashi says, let's say if a person has, let's say, a beged, and there was no opening yet made for the neck to go through. A kereya beis hatzavos. He cuts open the opening. Now he can stick his head there. The Rambam says yuchayim alf kereya. In this case, yuchayim alf kereya, and this is very good. We understand this very well. That. We just mentioned Malachas Kereyas, if it's a tikkun to the whole entity, here this is a tikkun to I had a sweater without an opening, and then now I tear open the opening, so this is Malachas Kereyas. Here the Rambam says, Yechayim al Kereyas. Rashi says, Yechayim al Tzmakim Bepatish. Yeah, I made a begin. Before there was no begin, and now there is a begin. So he asks the Kashan, the Bir Halacha, so what happened with Kereya? Why aren't you Chayim al Kereya? So he says, could be Shitas Rashi is, Melechus Kereya is only when the Kriya is a Pu'ula that is done for a preparation for something else. That means, in the Mishkan, we said that the Melechus Kerei in the Mishkan was, they had a problem, there was a hole in the Yiriyah, so they tore the Yiriyah in order to sew it. So this Kriya is, it's not a Mekalkel, it's a Kriya, in order to enable me, I should be able to sew it together. It's not fixing it as yet, but it's, I'm, what? No, I'm Koyeria Almanaslasakin. I mean, the purpose of the tearing is I want to be able to sew together the two sides of the yaniya, but as yet it's not fixed. But he says, when I tear a beged, I tear a kereya base on shabo, and then before it was unwearable, and now all of a sudden I made the knife. There's a place to stick your neck in, and I can use it. So Rashi holds. So there, the malachi, I'm doing a ma'aser kriya, but since with this kriya it's finished already, it's not a preparation for something. I made a sweater already. I can't make sense of it. So Rashi holds, if with the kriya you make something already, so then you're not chayev al tzkareya, you're chayev al tzmakin bepatish. So he wants to say, according to Rashi, it could be in our case, Rashi would hold that not it's kimisakin keili, it's takimisakin keili, and you're not chayev al tzkareya because I made a keili. Like this, we started off, we have to scratch our heads when we learn this halacha. You're not chayev al tzkareya. That's one problem. So he said, he saw kareya is when it's a tikkun on the whole thing. Fine, that's the Rambam shita. Then we have another problem. We have a problem, why isn't it a real tikkun? So we have to again differentiate. If a person takes off a splinter, maybe that he makes a toothpick, that's a real tikkun. Here, it's not such a choshev and tikkun, kimisak and keili. But he says, could be Rashi learned maybe Rashi learned, and the Gemara says, Yechayim al tikkun, tikkun keili. The Gemara says, could be Rashi learned it's a real tikkun. It is a real tikkun. And that's why Yenam Yechayim al tikkun, Yechayim al tikkun keili. This is equivalent, according to Rashi, just like when a person opens up the Beit HaTzavo of a beged, he is Chayim al tikkun keili, and that's it. So maybe that's a Rashi Limshad over here. So the Rebbe Shulchan says, so if I have a roll of plastic tablecloths, he says, you're playing with fire over here. Could be according to the Rambam, Yechayim al Tzkareya, and according to Rashi, could be Mechayim Tzakal Tzmakim Bepatish. I'm making a tablecloth before he had a big roll. So now, So that is so far. Now,
so which malachi? Why do we keep
That's also true. I mean, it's negaya that we have to be master. A person has to tell much malachis, and that's true. That's true. What?
Why do we keep? Yeah, well, that's all.
Well, here we see, according to the Rambam, it's both. It's not kareya and it's not tikkun. It's kitzikun mona. According to Rashi, I mean, we have to know each case. Maybe here since it is a tikkun mona, that's why it's not kareya. We have to figure out each case. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about a person tears paper for if he wants to tear for toilet paper, so he says this is a chiyum of kereya. So a gavulche here in Dirshu, he brings down a shaylam. What does one do if one is the eighth is to learn out the halacha, and it should never be negeya, and then the other way around, that it should be negeya, and you don't know the halacha. That means a person comes into a bathroom, and there's a roll of toilet paper, nothing is torn, and it's Shabbos. So if he knows what to do before, so then he'll do it from this. Like this, it's a difficult situation. So he brings down from Abu Yashim, and Rav Nissim Karelitz also says the same thing, that there's a shayla of, and the toilet paper zikha shayla of Kovid Habriyas. in Kovod Abriyas, they were matter to do a malache kilacha yad, to do it with a shinui, to do it with a rabbonim. But mocking Kovod Abriyas, they were maker. So Mamela, so he says, so if a person needs toilet paper, a person can roll down the paper and tear it with his elbow. So Mamela, this will be, so a person, if it's a, this is a muyadika yidin to do, if a person finds himself in such a predicament, so he can be a shame of Shabbos and he knows what to do. Rabbi Nissen Karelitz wants to say another eitzah that one could do. He said one, by not tearing the toilet paper, but by just letting it roll into the toilet bowl and then flush the toilet and clean it. Not the whole thing, no, whatever he's using. And then if it, that which is in the bowl gets wet, and then the pressure of the water will clear that and finish, then he's not doing anything. Al Kaponim, these are halachas that we should learn them. They should never be negated. L'maisa, but Al Kaponim, it's sicher kedai to know these halachas.
So you couldn't rip a piece.
Rip would be a very, to rip it like that would be a shayla of a deraisa. That's right. Because this could be, there's a thinking to everything. That means it's not only, so that's a thinking.
You said the class, the course is to, you know, we had it for a whole lot, and they said, a raincoat? Was that the, closet?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I mean, it could be a makibah patish if you're using it to cover yourself with. It could very well be a makibah patish. I mean, you just made a beautiful bag and what? A raincoat you made in, yeah. This is problematic. Okay, now let us go a little further. Vilikroya igeres amechutim. Now, let me just explain to you the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halachim speaks pariches about this shaylem, a sealed envelope. But I said the wrong terminology. There are two types of envelopes. We have like the airmail envelopes that the letter and the envelope is all one. And then there's a separate envelope, and then there's a letter. These are two distinct halachas. And it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, he is speaking about like an airmail letter, that the airmail letter itself is the envelope. So that is the case over here. Then we'll see later if you have a separate envelope, then the halacha could be is different. Okay, now let's just go further. Let's see. Milikroya igeres hamechutim. And this is really what he's talking about. It's a letter that is sealed. That means like an airmail letter, that is the letter and the envelope are all one. Afilu im yizoyer shaloi yishbeir oisiyais achzime. It seems they used to seal this envelope with a type of a seal that there were oishias on it. So when you tore it, you tore oishias. So then we're getting into a new problem of meichik. But he says, let's forget about that. Afilu im yizoyer shaloi yishbeir oisiyais achzime. He will not break the oishis sachsima, rak yikra niyor shesvibo. He'll tear the paper around it. He's tearing paper. That means that the letter is sealed, and by opening up the letter, he's a kereya. He's a kereya niyor, which is, well, this is very, very problematic. That means this is a kereyas niyor, and this is a tikkun to the whole letter. That means before I could not read it, and now I can read it. This is a kereya amanas losakin. In Cain, Gam Cain also Lekuli Alma, this is also according to everyone. This is also according to everyone. This is Lechaira Akereya. I can't hear the Chazanish being said, this can be, this is a Makibapatish. That means making now the, he speaks about this. This could be, I'm sorry. He says, according to the, no, I'm sorry. The Chazanish wants to say, according to the Rambam, that if a person opens up a base and Sama is Chayim al Skereya, then it's Skereya. If the Chi would be al Tzmakim Bepatish, he says, this is not called Makim Bepatish, it's not considered, I made something. I made a sweater that's yet. That's called, I made something. A letter which I can't read, and now he can read it, he said, that is not called Makim Bepatish. So he said, but there's a shayla of kereya. There's a shayla of kereya. Also, l'kul alma. V'afilu loyme le'ayni Yehudi yesh li zoyo. To tell a goy, to open it up, it's also not poshim. Why isn't it poshim to tell a goy? Because I'm telling a goy, this could very well be a malach d'iraisa. And to tell a goy to do a malach d'iraisa is also. You can't tell a goy to do a malach d'iraisa. Imloi litzoyrech godel. Unless there's a tzoyrech godel. What is the heter of a tzoyrech godel? He wants to be, there are poiskim that hold that it's a malach d'rabbanan. He brings his machlokes in Bir Aloch, he brings that out, his machlokes to B'chi Chodosh and the Chacham Tzvi. If opening up a letter is a d'raisa or a d'rabbanan, the Chacham Tzvi holds it's only a d'rabbanan, the B'chi Chodosh holds it's a d'raisa. So, mistame l'tzoyrech godel, perhaps we could rely on the Chacham Tzvi and then tell a goy to open it. And that means that there's a tzoyrech godel, it will be soymech on the Chacham Tzvi, that this is an issa d'rabbanan. He wants to say, why is it an issa d'rabbanan? It's not so poshut. He wants to say it's a malocha she'ein tzorich l'gufo. That means I don't need the kriya. I need to read the contents, but I don't. I mean, by every kriya, in the case of the Mishkan, so I had a cut of the yeri and not to be able to sew it together. So I needed the kriya. In our case over here, or a person is cutting through, I need the kriya here. I don't need the kriya. I need to read what it says in the letter. So could be this is a malachish and tzricha legufi. It's not so posh. So he says letzayrech godol. Perhaps one could be meikel to tell a goy. And we will assume that this is an issa d'rabbanan. And also, and someila in the shvus to tell a goy to do a malache d'rabbanan l'tzayre kodol is mutter. So that's the only heter he has. But he says, really, there's another etzer. Ubagude kosav, sheyoyim, and don't tell the guy to do anything. Let's just hope your guy has a little seichel. And sheyoyim, elein yehudi, Eini yochel likroisay kolzman sheinei pasuach. I can't read the letter. You know, the guy delivered him the letter, and he brought it into the house. He has a letter, and he says, "Ah, thank you very much. But you know, I have a problem. I can't read it because it's a kolzman that's not open, and we're not allowed to open it up on Shabbos." So I'm not sure how intelligent the guy is. Says the guy, he says, "Oh, that's no problem. I'll open it for you." So then we're in business. So then he'll be able to read the letter. If the guy will just sympathize with him, and that's the schar of a Sabbath observer, so forget about it. Then he won't have the letter. But if he opens it up, if he'll understand by himself what to do, now we have to understand, he brings down this Amir de Kahor over here. If we will assume that this is a Malacha de Reis, it's not so pushed if it's a Malacha to open up this email letter. There's a tzad, it's a malacha d'iraisa. So, kan shayil aben, so if it's a malacha d'iraisa, and somebody is doing for him a malacha, I'm not allowed to derive benefit from a malacha that a guy did for me. A malacha d'iraisa. So why, so how did this get so kosher? I mean, he's opening up the letter for you. So here he brings down a Meirah de Kelomdis, they bring down from the Kakela Shabbos, and we had mentioned this before, which is Meirah de Kelomdis. So the Kakela Shabbos says that when I'm not to derive benefit from a malacha that a guy does for me, let's say it's dark, puts out the light for me, so I'm not allowed to derive benefit from the light because I couldn't see, he put on the light. So my mailer is allowed to derive benefit. Here, I'm not deriving benefit. My hanoi is, I'm reading the letter. That means, that's true. Kozman, the letter was sealed. I couldn't read the letter. But it's not considered I am having hanoi from Aleches Akum. The hanoi I'm having is from reading the letter. No, without being over that, well, that's not called I am a direct hanor from a malachas akum. And therefore, the Kalkela Shabbos says this is mutar. We once mentioned this story from Rabbi Yashim, which is Meirdik Negeya. Rabbi Yashim said that if a person finds himself in the hotel, and the hotel is a magnetic card that the only way can open up the doors with this magnetic card, and by doing this, you're doing malachas, it's a malacha. So, Rabbi Yashim is a machlokes, and this is machmir, but Rabbi Yashim says, I can go over to the guy and tell him I have a problem, and I'll use a magnetic card, and I can't get into the room. And if the guy will open the door for him, he's alive. So Rabbi Yashim says this svarim, because I'm not deriving benefit from the malacha. I'm not learning from the malacha. That means through the malacha I can get into the room now. But that's not the isa of nene mimleches akum is only if, let's say, this case we mentioned before, that they put on the lights for me, and now I'm deriving benefit, now I can read, now I can learn. So that's called I'm deriving benefit from the malacha. But here the benefit, what I am deriving, is I can get into the room. I had something that was preventing me get into the room. That's not called nene mimleches. That's what Rabbi Yashim said, but here it's very interesting. I had noticed the Kakela Shabbos said this already. I mean, the Tver Shisrael said this in Mishnah. She said already this story. So it's a Gemaldik Hanor that already this is Rabbi Yashim's story. Now, now we were speaking about an airmail letter, which that is That could be we have shailus of a deraisa de kekireya. If we have the two entities, there's a letter and an envelope, and the problem is to open up the envelope. So here the Chazon Ish says, if the envelope will be opened up derech hashchose, that means that the envelope will not be usable anymore. It's just tearing open the envelope. So this is Zichar HaDarabonon. So here we will avoid the Mishnah Berurah was had his problem, Igeres Asuma. That's like an airmail envelope. This he had a Shaila. But if you have if you'll tear open the envelope, to tell a guy to tear open the envelope should not be usable. So this is a Mikalkul on the envelope, and I got a dog, and one could, if there's a need for this, so he can tell the guy to do this. So here I'm telling him that this is already a kereya, which is a Mikalkul. So this is also one more thing, the Chut Shoni speaks about to tear pieces of cotton, to tear a piece of cotton. So he says this will be similar to this Ein Choyrin Esaniyal. I mean, this kriya is not a kriya that's misakin. Here I'm tearing off a piece of cotton from, I have a whole ball of cotton, I'm tearing off a piece. So this is similar to the Ein Koyin and the Yomineshu who kim misakin keili. Some of this is similar to that. So this would be l'chayra anissa derabonon. This would be anissa derabonon, and again, we could have a heter of Aminolakum in such a case. Let's just start, Sif Yud Dalad. Amidabek Nioris, a person will attach two pieces of paper. Ayoris, or he'll attach, yes, skins. And he's sticking together two iris. The kailan shell siphon. This kailan shell siphon was a type of a glue that the siphon used. And he's sticking these two together. Uchiyay say by him. Harei ze toildis kaifer. This v'chayav, this is a malacha d'yeraise, of even though he's not sewing, but sticking together to be medavik, to stick together to make a devik shel kayomo is similar to teifa v'chayav. So he's chayav for that. V'chayim, now, if we have two papers that are stuck together, or two oires that are stuck together, and he wants to separate these two oires, so you have something which was attached, and now I want to separate these two nioris. V'chein ha-mefarek nioris devukim, oires devukim, so if I have paper which is stuck together, or skins which are stuck together, he doesn't have an intent of kilkul. That means he has an intent of tikkun, because he needs these two papers. They were stuck together once for whatever the reason was, and now he wants to separate them, the tayelas. Hareze tildes Kereya. So this is a tilde of Kereya v'chayim. So that means even though, so these two cases are that till now we're learning Kereya, that I'm tearing the material. Or Taifa, I'm sewing the material together. Here we have a tilde of Taifa and a tilde of Kereya. The tilde of Taifa is gluing together these two diores, and separating them is a tilde of Kereya. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name?
My son.
What? Oh, yeah? Oh. The Beis Medrash or the Beis Sifter?
I'm soft kid. He's a
well sneaker. I wouldn't say I know it, but, yeah, but he's there. Baruch Hashem. Huh? Baruch Hashem. Oh. Yeah,